Hello everyone, today I'm going to talk about an important event in American history called the March on Washington. The March on Washington took place on August 28, 1963 in Washington, D.C. It was officially called the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. About 250,000 people took part in this event, including African Americans and white Americans. I chose this historical event because it's one of the most important parts who described the fights of African American civil rights. At that time, African Americans faced racial segregation and discrimination in many parts of the United States. They did not have the same rules as white citizens, especially in education, jobs, and voting. The goal of the march was to demand equal rights, better job opportunities, and the end of the segregation. The march was peaceful and well organized. People walked together and carried signs asking for justice and equality. This showed that nonviolent protest could be very powerful. One of the most important moments in the march was Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech, called "I Have a Dream." In this speech, he shared his vision for a future where people are judged by their character and not by the color of their skin. His words inspired millions of people across the country. The March on Washington became a turning point in civil rights movement. It helped push the American government to pass the Civil Rights Act in 1964, which made racial discrimination illegal in many areas of public life. Many famous people were involved in the fight for civil rights, like Martin Luther King Jr. was one of the main leaders of the movement. Rosa Parks became a symbol of resistance after refusing to give up her seat on the bus. John Lewis, a young activist at the time, took part in the march and later became an important political leader. These people played a key role in the fight for equality. In conclusion, the March on Washington is a symbol of the fight for freedom, equality, and justice in the United States. Thank you for listening.